you a fresh anointing to do my will, saith God. For my people shall not have a hit and miss, wondering what is my will, saith the Lord. But my people will know my will, saith God. For I shall speak it unto them, even in greater measure, so that they understand what I am doing and what I am saying, and what I have called them to do.
Yea, saith the Lord, for upon the earth comes a change that has never been seen or known of before. And it will continue until the time of the end. For men have turned their eyes from me, saith the Lord. They have not heeded my word. They reject the ways of my people. They persecute my loved ones, my children. And they shall find the new change devastating unto them. For it shall shake them to their very foundation just before my son returns, says the Lord.
Welcome to the Signs of the Times International Outreach. This is Brother Johnson, called and ordained by God's own audible voice, just like in biblical times. This broadcast is coming to you from a small church in a small town with a big God in the United States of America. Revelation chapter 13 is being fulfilled in your lifetime. This shortwave program is now being heard on two different days and frequencies. Every Tuesday at 10 p.m. EST on WINI frequency 9.285, and every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. on WWRB frequency 3.185. Also, a shortened version can soon be heard on these local AM stations: WNVY 1070 AM, Pensacola, Florida, scheduled to begin 118. January 18th at 5:45 p.m., that's a Friday. WBXR 1140 a.m., Huntsville, Alabama, at 3:15 p.m. on Saturdays, scheduled to begin January 19th. WYYC 1250 a.m., York, PA, 5:15 p.m. on Saturday, scheduled to begin on January 19th. WCPC 9:40 a.m. Tupelo, Mississippi, 5:45 p.m. on Saturday, scheduled to begin January 19th. KLNG 1560 a.m. Omaha, Nebraska, 3 p.m. on Sunday, scheduled to begin on January 20th. WITK 1550 a.m. Wilkes-Barre, PA, 5:30 p.m. on Sunday, scheduled to begin January 20th. KXKS 1190 a.m. Albuquerque, New Mexico, 7:30 p.m. on Monday, scheduled to begin on January 21st. Please, please, please let me know if you are hearing the broadcast on these new stations, as I cannot hear all the stations. Please let me know if you are hearing the broadcast on them, please. Is God speaking to you? Don't wait. Do it now. Call 607-427-8550. Please leave a message if I do not answer. Tell me at least the day and time you heard the broadcast. And please, your city and state, so I can evaluate where we are being heard. Or write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, 13797, USA. Get your envelope ready. I will repeat that address at the end of this program. Acts chapter 2, verses 19 through 21. And I will shew wonders in heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The following are just some, but not all, of the earthquakes, 5.2 and above, happening all around the world. They are last days and times, signs of the times. 5.2, Andrianoff Islands, Aleutian Islands. 5.3, Samar, Philippines. 5.5, Kermadec Islands, New Zealand. 5.8, near north coast of Papua, Indonesia. 5.4, Sulawesi, Indonesia. 5.4, Tonga. 5.6, Eastern New Guinea region, PNG. 6.2, again, Eastern New Guinea region, PNG. 5.7, Kyrgyzstan. The last day signs, the end times. They're here. U.S. doomed if creationist president elected, scientists say. A day after ordained Baptist minister Mike Huckabee finished first in the opening round to choose a Republican candidate for the White House, scientists warned Americans against electing a leader who doubts evolution. A president who didn't believe in the evolution arguments wouldn't believe in other arguments either, the scientists say. This is a way of leading our country to ruin, added Oman, who was the part of the panel of experts at the launch of Science, Evolution, and Creationism. Scientific inquiry is not about accepting on faith a statement or a scriptural passage. It's about exploring nature, so there really is not any place in the science classroom for creationism or intelligent design creationism, said Oman. Watchman comment, what are you evolutionists afraid of? If creationism is a myth, as you say, what do you worry about? Not only that, but science is mostly conjecture. I was a former scientist at Cornell University, and I know firsthand how scientific results are manipulated so they seem to prove both scientifically and mathematically whatever gets the research more grant money and ultimately a big fat paycheck. Matthew chapter 16, verse 3. Oh, ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? And by the way, Jesus said that. Continuing, environmentalism, the new religion, as Green Church tries to move heaven and earth closer. The All Souls Interfaith Gathering Sanctuary boasts bamboo flooring, local woods, compact fluorescent lighting, and a furnace that burns corn and grass pellets. All Souls Interfaith Gathering has a reputation for being all-inclusive. The small congregation, founded in 1999, recognizes just about every faith you can think of. No one is turned away, and that includes Mother Earth. I'd like to think we're cutting edge, says the Reverend Mary Abley, who heads the congregation that numbers 70 but is growing every week. I suspect some come now because of our environmental practices. Watchman comment. This is a growing apostate church movement. That is in no way scriptural. Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Watchman comment. Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 30 and 31. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. Remember, they were growing weakly. And what will ye do in the end thereof? Because the last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Watchmen shofar. New Zealand bans spanking. This year, three more countries banned spanking of children. In May, New Zealand became the first English-speaking country to ban the practice. Over the past 2 months, Uruguay and Venezuela have followed suit. Activists such as Save the Children have fought to ban corporal punishment for decades. There are now 22 nations that ban spanking by law. Sweden was the first in 1979. Other nations are Austria, Bulgaria, Croatia, Cyprus, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Israel, Italy, Latvia, Norway, Portugal, Romania, the Netherlands, and Ukraine. Humanists are fighting throughout the world to ban the practice of spanking, and the United Nations is pushing that same agenda. It is a direct attack on God's God's word, which exhorts parents, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. That was Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. Now, watchman comment, and this verse also. Proverbs 13:24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth his son chasteneth him. Watchmen, and this verse, Proverbs chapter 23, verses 13 and 14. Withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shalt deliver his soul from hell. Watchman comment. Now that really, my friends, is the point. All these fools, and I do mean fools, who want to ban spanking of children just want company in hell. The last day signs, they sure are here. The amazing Nano Bible. Jewish scientists have inscribed the entire Hebrew Old Testament onto a gold-coated silicon surface the size of a crystal of sugar. Since the letters can only be read with a scanning electron microscope, the practicality of the project is slight, but the objective is to arouse public interest in nanotechnology. In the future, the scientists want to inscribe data on DNA or other biomolecules. The project was carried out at the Technician Israel Institute of Technology in Haifa. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words, and seal the book, even to the time of the end. And many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Jesuits to vote for Black Pope. A conclave to elect the new Black Pope began in Rome, January 9, 2008, with Jesuits from around the world gathering to choose a leader. The Pope granted Father Peter Hans Klovenbach's request to retire as leader of the Jesuits. The nickname Black Pope refers to the simple black vestments worn by the Jesuits and to the power the leader of the Jesuits holds. The Society of Jesus, which was founded in the 16th century by St. Ignatius Loyola to be the Pope's Calvary, is still the largest clerical order in the Catholic Church with almost 20,000 priests. With a vast network of schools and universities, the Jesuits are considered the educational and intellectual engine of the Church. Watchman comment. They are more than that. They are the Vatican soldiers, as the article said just a bit earlier, much like Hitler's SS. Continuing. The outgoing leader, Father Peter Hans Klovenbach, 79, has served since 1983. His successor could be from the developing world. As of the 218 voters, only 64 are from Europe. Cardinal Jorge Mario Borriello, the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, is the one possibility, having come second behind Benedict in the papal conclave. Father Lisbert D'Souza of India is another. The leader could be named this month. Watchman comment. Listen to me. Hearken. This is an end-time sign, as many believe that the next black pope will usher in the Antichrist. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. For this purpose, God shall send them strong delusion, that they would believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Webster's Dictionary definition of delusion, an erroneous belief that is held in the face of evidence to the contrary. And there's a lot of contrary evidence here. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Watchmen shofar. Two Satanists arrested in church arson spree. Two men whom authorities said dabbled in Satanism have been arrested in connection with a recent rash of arson and vandalism in rural churches. Satanic graffiti was scrawled at or near some of the East Alabama churches, including Teach Children to Worship Satan, which was painted on a Sunday school classroom wall. Watchman comment. This is a gomer for you. Surprise, surprise, surprise. These are the last days, are they not? Of course they are. Don't believe me, they are. Matthew chapter 24, verse 33. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Matthew chapter 24, verses 12 and 13. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Are you enduring? Are you going to endure till Jesus comes? If so, you have assurance you will be saved. Diseases intensify. This is a prophecy from Sunday, July 29, 2007. Yea, saith the Lord, come to me in these last days, for pestilences abound in the land. Some are by my hand, but many are by the hand of man. Diseases are rampant, both in man and animals. Note, next prophecy, I had no thought of a disease when I spoke this word of prophecy last Sunday. May God help us. Sunday, January 6, 2007. Yea, saith the Lord, for upon the earth comes a change that has never been seen or known of before, and it will continue until the time of the end. For men have turned their eyes from me, saith the Lord, and have not heeded my word. They reject the ways of my people. They persecute my loved ones, my children. And they shall find the new change devastating unto them, for it shall shake them to their very foundation just before my son returns, saith the Lord. Listen now closely to this article. Media blackout ordered as UK begins mass burials of 3,000 killed by viral pandemic. Disturbing reports from Britain are showing that their government has invoked their dreaded Official Secrets Act as a mysterious pandemic is sweeping the nation, leaving an estimated 3,000 people dead and leaving no choice for British health officials but to begin mass burials. Russian scientists, however, though noting that the norovirus is indeed a highly contagious disease, are in disagreement with their British counterparts and are stating that the symptoms being reported by the British victims being attacked by this disease are more consistent with a variant of the H5N1 avian influenza virus, which the United Kingdom has been reporting numerous outbreaks of this past year. The truth is, this mysterious disease is affecting millions of British citizens and has now been reported in Ireland. In 2006, almost 56,000 elderly hospital patients caught C. difficile, which is spread by poor hygiene, dirty hands, and soiled bedding. But the truth is that this figure may be utterly meaningless because many people believe there is a cover-up over the figures. Matthew chapter 24, verses 7 through 8, paraphrased. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be pestilences in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. A Catholic church turns into a mosque. My. Believe it or not, a parish church turns into a mosque every Friday for the Muslim brothers and to offer their customary prayers. This isn't a sequence from any Hollywood film, but a reality in the parish of Our Lady of Assumption of Pozzano near Venice, the romantic city of Italy. The pastor of the parish, Don Aldo Deliani, 69, affirms, "It's useless to speak of religious dialogue, then bang the door on the Muslim faces." Pope John Paul II addressed the Muslims as, "Dear Muslim brothers, how can we close our church doors to them?" the Pope said. Watchman comment, "Well now, Mr. Pope, the Muslims are your brothers? So just who, sir, is your Lord? Since any true Christian can clearly see that the God of Islam is the Antichrist." Continuing with reports. UConn developing implantable chip for soldiers. By 2004, the Army may issue more than combat gear to deploying soldiers. University of Connecticut in the USA researchers are developing an implantable chip that would be injected under soldier skin to help monitor vital health information while they are in the field. We're talking components from traditional biology and nanotechnology and trying to marry them, they said. Watchman comment, "Here's an instance possibly leading toward a 666 use for nanotechnology." Continuing the report. The silicone nanosensor will be small enough to pass through the tip of a standard hypodermic needle, which will be used to implant the device in the wrist. The soldier will wear a wrist-like transmitter that will receive readings of the soldier's glucose and lactose levels. Watchman comment. Wow! The wrist! This is getting close to the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, concerning the mark of the beast being placed in the right hand. And it says there in Revelation, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." Here is wisdom. Revelation 18 says, "Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. The last day signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Watchmen, shofar." God has spoken to me that I must expand these 9 stations to 30 radio stations. That means I need funding for 21 more stations. I said, "God, you know I do not have the funding." God said to ask you, my listeners, on these first 9 stations for support. God told me to ask for a one-time offering of only $1 from every person listening. For a one-time offering. Now, God didn't say more, but then think of what 5, 10, even 20 could do. No one at Signs gets paid. It all goes to Radio Time. So, considering the $1 offering, let's read Deuteronomy 32:30. "How should one chase 1,000, or two put 10,000 to flight?" So, if you can, send your dollar, please. Or even 5 or 10, if God speaks that to you. Let me tell you that using that verse, $20 would touch 100,000. So now, God's offering is not hard to do for anyone. $1, or even 2, plus the envelope, a 39-cent stamp, just one time each year. Or, if you feel you can, 5, 10, even $20. One time. No one at Signs Radio gets paid. It all goes to purchasing Radio Time, not like the other guys. Won't you stop right now and send yours today? Have you got that envelope ready? Put that dollar in, or more if God touches your heart. Right now. Leave your return address off if you want, but please list your city and state. If you have already responded to this one-time offering, that's right, you only do this one time. I am not asking for you to do it again, but I am asking for those who have not sent an offering to do it now, right now. Put it in an envelope. Write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. That's Signs, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797, USA. Usually, every program, I try to bring you an excerpt of a roundtable discussion with some of our Signs pastors. But sometimes, there is too much news to do that. But today, let's listen to part one of a roundtable titled, Revelations of the Last Days.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome to another roundtable. This is Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. And again, I have here with me Dr. Evans and Pastor Ralston. I'd like to title our little roundtable today, Revelations of the Last Days. Out of Matthew 24, which I call a revelation chapter of the Gospels, Matthew 24, verses 7 through 8. "For nation shall rise against nation," and this is a commonly preached verse in these last days, "and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows." Where do you think, Dr. Evans, we are at this time concerning this verse?
I believe we're very, very close to the end. I would say if you wanted to stretch it take 10 years and start counting down, but I think if you start with 8 years and count down, you'd be wiser. But I think we're very, very close. We're seeing too many things that are happening, just like you said, right here. They're all pointing towards the last days, and we're just getting so close.
Amen. Pastor Alston.
I would say, how many sorrows do you have to see to recognize that we're in a time of sorrows? All the wars that we're seeing and all the lives that are being lost, all the destruction that we're seeing around the world tells us that we're not only in a time of sorrows, but going right into tribulation in a landslide or a mudslide, if you will. It's just a matter of opening up your eyes and realize that God's word is true.
Amen. Now, you almost answered my next question, but I'm going to throw it at you anyway. Pastor Ralston, since you said what you said, are we in, and I think I heard you already tell me the answer to this, are we in the beginning, the middle, the end, or past the time of sorrows?
I don't know. It depends on how you would look at it. The time of sorrows and in relation to the tribulation years are very, very similar. And it just seems as though we're already have been entering into the early part of the tribulation years. If you would look at it that way, and if you think that the time of sorrows, if the scripture shows the time of sorrows before the tribulation, we're past the time of sorrows. We're now into the tribulation years.
Amen. That was a good answer, because that's a hard one. That's a hard one to answer. So we're going to let Dr. Evans take a stab at it.
Well, I tend to agree that regardless how we look at it, everybody likes to point at 9-1-1. Well, if we point at 9-1-1, just for an example, and say that's the beginning of sorrows, we sure come an awful long way after that, because the sorrows have just kept coming. And if we're not at the end, we definitely are very, very close.
Amen. I tend to agree with a little bit about what both of you said. I do, too, think that this time of sorrows, if it's not past, it's so close to being past. And it does, as Pastor Ralston mentioned, connect into the tribulation. So it's hard to say exactly where we are in this. But I feel that it's gone so far now that it's beyond sorrow. The hardening of the hearts is happening so drastically. Hearts are being hardened towards God and towards His Word, towards us even. It was a minor miracle this week that we had two people write in. I saw those letters in our Signs of the Time mailbox. I quickly checked my voicemail, but no one had called. We really would like to hear from some of you out there. We don't really need to have your offering. Sure, offerings are good and we could buy more radio time. What we need to know more is the blessing to know that you are there and that you are listening. Won't you, at the end of the program, won't you take time to contact us? We'd really love to hear from you. Well, let's move on just a little bit into global warming. This is the big ticket item of today, global warming. Matthew 24 said that there shall be famines and pestilences. I just read that, Matthew 24, 7 through 8. Not new diseases, so...
Thank you for listening. If you had trouble with reception tonight, or you missed a program, just go to my website, www.neaiga.org. Repeating that one, www.neaiga.org. And find our free downloads page. That website again, neaiga.org. Please call 607-427-8550 or write Signs, P.O. Box 122, LISLE, New York, 13797, USA, or email bj@neaiga.org, all one word. Email bj@neaiga.org. Blessing times a-comin', Maranatha, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.